you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. In the United States alone, the divorce rate is currently at about 53%, which is staggering and scary, but in some countries around the world, it's as high as 70%. Divorce is truly something that changes not only a marriage and the people involved in the marriage, but the lives of every single family member and friends. To help avoid going through this kind of heartache, LDS Church leaders encourage us to, quote, seek the comfort and well-being of our spouses so that you may grow in love and unity. The gospel of Jesus Christ, including repentance, forgiveness, integrity, and love, provides the remedy for conflict in marriage, close quote. However, sometimes divorces are necessary to preserve the safety, the love, and the peace of a home, especially if selfish choices have been made, such as addiction, abuse, or infidelity. The LDS official document, The Family, A Proclamation to the World, written in 1995 by then-President Gordon B. Hinckley, says this, quote, "We warn that individuals who violate covenants of chastity, who abuse spouse or offspring, or who fail to fulfill family responsibilities will one day stand accountable before God. Further, we warn that the disintegration of the family will bring upon individuals, communities, and nations the calamities foretold by ancient and modern prophets." Close quote. If you do find yourself in a situation where you are recently divorced, or are approaching a divorce, or are still trying to heal from a past divorce, there are a few LDS resources that you can turn to for help and healing. Number one, I would recommend looking at the webpage lds.org/topics/divorce. It's a great one-stop webpage that can connect you to talks, videos, scriptures, manuals, and church documents to help educate yourself and help provide comfort through this process, especially if you have young children who may not fully understand what's going on. Another resource is LDS Family Resources. It's a great organization that's available in many areas of the world. And as you seek help from your ecclesiastical leader, from your bishop, they can refer you to an LDS counselor for either yourself, your spouse, or your children to help them work through the difficulties that they are having with this process. Also, you can check out mormonchannel.org, and you can search divorce in our search bar at the top right-hand corner of the webpage. There are many different videos, podcasts, blog posts, and quotes that can provide help and healing at this time. One in particular is a brand new episode of His Grace that's coming out this month, and it talks about one woman's experience through divorce and the hope and healing through Jesus Christ that she was able to gain from it. Also, there are a few past Mormon message videos on this topic, and two of those videos are entitled Marriage and Divorce, which takes some excerpts from Elder Dallin H. Oakes' recent talk on divorce, and the other video is entitled Saving Your Marriage, and these are both really great to watch, and they're available on mormonchannel.org and on our app. I sincerely hope from the bottom of my heart that we can all seek the help of Heavenly Father and do our best to heal our relationships if they are suffering right now. But if divorce is a reality that you have gone through, or if it's a reality that you're facing right now, these resources that I mentioned can help to give you peace and perspective. We're going to close with a quote today from Sister Carol M. Stevens, and she said, "We each belong to and are needed in the family of God." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.